Today's message is about the blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ. I heard a message about 2 weeks ago and stirred my heart so much by Milton Howard. Stirred my heart so much to want to preach on this topic, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, without the blood, we don't have any pardon of our sins. Without the blood, we'd still be lost sinners, beloved. Without the shed blood of Christ, because He redeemed us, didn't He? In that verse, let's look at that verse one more time, Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. We'll read verses 12 to 13. It's so clear here. This is wonderful. I ask you, are you under the blood? Are you under the blood of Christ? Has the doorpost of your heart been had the blood placed upon the lintels and the doorposts by the Lord Jesus Christ? Listen to these wonderful words here. Well, verse 12 is, it's a somber verse. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. Little g's, right? Because they're just wood and stone, aren't they? All the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. He's Jehovah. That's Jehovah in the underlying Hebrew text. I'm the self-existent one. I'm Jehovah. My, what a statement. And look what this says for us. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I'll pass over you. Right? And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Who is the only one who made them to differ from the Egyptians? What's the only thing that made them to differ? The Israelites. What's the only thing that made them to differ? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb. See, that's what that picture is, right? For us. It's the blood of an... Think of this, too. It's an innocent one who died, didn't it? That lamb didn't do anything wrong, did it? Lamb didn't do nothing wrong, did it? But it died as a substitute. See, there had to be shed blood to picture Christ. Had to be a lamb without blemish, without spot, to picture Christ. And here's this lamb. His blood is shed. And sprinkled upon the doorposts, put upon the doorposts and the lintels. My, oh my. And the only thing that made them to differ from the Egyptians was that blood. The only thing that makes us to differ, we as God's people, from the people of the world, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing. Oh, my. And you know, we live in a world where people get frightened, don't they? Get stirred up about the things that go on in this world. But you know that God's people are always safe? We are always safe. No matter what goes on around us, we're always safe. Well, how are we safe? Under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're always safe. What can happen in this world? We can die, right? And then we go to be with the Lord. We won't face judgment. Won't face no judgment at all. Not one believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will ever face judgment again. Because all our sins were judged at Calvary's cross. Now that's good news, isn't it? There's not going to be a big TV screen showing me all my sins from the past. Nothing. Praise God, because the scripture says there is therefore now no condemnation, no judgment, in the underlying Greek word for condemnation there. No judgment for those in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now that's good news. Why? Why is there no judgment? We're under the blood, beloved. We're under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God's people, we're always safe under the precious, precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why we're safe? Because the blood's upon us. It's upon us, beloved. We're covered with the precious blood of Christ. Covered. When God sees us, He sees the blood, doesn't He? He sees the blood, beloved. We're clothed in that perfect righteousness of Christ too, right? So when He sees us, He sees Christ, doesn't He? Isn't that wonderful? How can God say, when I've committed millions of sins in my life, billions in my life, how can God say, Wayne, I don't remember your sins anymore? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that. Remember that. When Satan reminds us of our sinfulness, you just cry out, it's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses me from all sin. It's the blood. Oh, it's wonderful. So we see that night in Egypt. God spared the Israelites only because He saw that blood, right? The blood of an innocent one dying. The blood of a substitute. And that pointed right to Christ, didn't it? That pointed right to Christ, beloved. Oh, my. And he only spared those Israelites because He saw the blood on the lintel and the two side posts. And so it's true with those who are in Christ Jesus. You know why? Because Christ died in our place, beloved. He died in our room and place. When He hung up there on that cross, our sins were placed upon Him, and He bore them all. Everything that God demanded for our sins, He paid it all. And think of the wrath of God. Like it's, you know, we think of the wrath, you know, a person gets angry and their wrath shows, right? But think of the wrath of God Almighty, a holy and righteous God. Think of that wrath. Think of that holy anger. Because it's without sin. Think of that wrath, though. And that was poured out on Christ in our place. Everything that was meant for us fell upon Him. What a Savior! What a Redeemer! Have you ever known anyone who's loved you so much that He'd do that for you? I don't know anyone. Oh, my. People say, well, I'd take a bullet for that fellow. Yeah? Well, let's see when that time comes, if you really do. Christ died for us, beloved. He gave Himself for us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Gave Himself for me. Paul wrote that. Every believer can say that. He gave Himself for me. Wonder of wonders, God Himself. And what is trusting in Christ? Just believing on Him, right? Just believing. You died for my sins, Lord. And how does that happen? By God-given faith. You must be born again. You can't muster this faith up on your own. Just remember how we were before the Lord saved us. Did we believe on Christ? Not at all. Not at all. And now what's happened after we're born again? He's everything, isn't He? I ask you, is He everything to you? You take Christ away, do you have salvation? No. Do you have redemption? No. Do you have justification before God? No. Do you have sanctification before God? No. But in Christ we have all those things, beloved. It's absolutely wondrous. Turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. My, when God sees the blood of Christ upon we who believe, He passes over us, blood. He says to us, He promises us, I'll remember your sins and iniquities no more. No more. Why? Because of the blood of Christ. Because of the blood of Christ, and not alone. How can Paul write that we're forgiven of all our trespasses and sins? Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all. Remember the handwriting of ordinances that was against us? Back in the day, they used to write all the crimes that a criminal did before they either crucified them or did something else to them, and they would nail it to their cross or nail it beside them. All those ordinances, Christ blotted them all out for us. All those ordinances that was against us. All of them. And I imagine it'd be sheets and sheets of paper for us. Just for one of us, right? Just for me. Gone. Gone. because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blot it out! Like they never even happened. Oh my, what love. What love. You know, Christ didn't come into this world unappointed. He is a divinely appointed victim. Right? A lamb. Remember the innocent lamb died? Well, the innocent substitute must die, right? Look at this in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. Look at that, approved of God. Can we ever be approved of God in ourselves? No, never. Not one of us. Not one of us in our flesh could ever be approved by God. But we are in Christ, we're approved by God. Among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, what God did by him in the midst of you, as you know, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered up, look at this. So the Romans, the Jews delivered him up to the Romans. The Romans crucified him, right? Right? But look at what this verse says. Him being Christ, God in the flesh, being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Nothing catches our God by surprise. Absolutely nothing. Lots catches us by surprise. We wake up in the morning, we look at the news, we go, well, I didn't know that was coming. God knew it was. He's already made provisions for us. Long time ago, beloved, for everything that's coming up in our lives. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful to think that. Him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of who? Of God. God delivered up his son. Why? To save us from our sins. How? By the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. See how precious it is? See how precious Christ's blood is? See how wonderful it is? It purchases our forgiveness, beloved. And it's all according to the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. And what did they do? See, men, we're wicked. We're wicked. All God does to do is just let us be, right? Look what man did, just by God letting them be. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up, loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Do you know why death couldn't hold him? Because he's sinless. He's sinless. The grave couldn't hold the sinless one, beloved. It had no grip on him. It couldn't hold him. He's the sinless sacrifice. He's the Lamb of God. And do you know the blood of Christ? Do you know it's well-pleasing to God? Do you know it's so pleasing to God? He's so much satisfied with the sacrifice of Christ that he don't remember our sins anymore. You know what? You know what Christ is to the world? He's an abomination. Heard Brother Norm preach on that this week. He said, to the world, Christ is an abomination. They want nothing to do with him. But to the believer, he's everything. He's everything. Because it's his precious blood that was shed to save us from our sins. He gave his life for us. He's everything. You take away Christ, I don't have nothing. But hopelessness. And what a hope. Remember the hope that we have in Christ. Remember we're saved not because of anything we've done, but all because of what he's done. All because of what he's done. And it all happened according to the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. And God sent Christ to be the Redeemer. God himself laid upon him the iniquity of us all. God did that. He laid our sins upon his son. And it was God's will that the blood of Christ should be shed. You know why? Because he planned and purposed that. Christ is a lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the scripture declares. God had this planned and purposed from eternity. And marvel at this, beloved. Marvel at this. You and I are in that number. That the Father chose. And as we're seeing in Wednesday night, we were the Father's possession before he gave us to Christ. Isn't that amazing? And we are, now We are given to Christ as a gift. Isn't that amazing? God has given us to Christ as a gift. And now he has charge of us, right? And part of the charge was that he would give his life to save us from our sins. And he did it. How did he save us from our sins? By the shedding of his blood. The scripture says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So what does he do? The word of God becomes a man. Walks and lives the perfect life in our place as our substitute. And then goes to Calvary's cross and sheds his blood to purchase our eternal souls. What a savior. What a redeemer. Is Jesus Christ the Lord. He's amazing. And truly, this is amazing grace that, that God would do that, right? That he would do that. It's amazing grace. Do you know Jesus Christ is God's chosen Savior for man? He's God's chosen Savior for men. And here we are. We who are the redeemed of the Lord. And you know he's able to save anyone who comes to him? We're proof of that, aren't we? We're proof of that. We know God has a people. We know they're called the elect of God. I don't have any idea who they are, so I preach to everyone. And God does the saving, doesn't he? And I'll tell you what. Every single sinner for whom Christ shed his blood shall be saved. There will not be one missing, including me, and including you if you're a believer. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. That's a promise from the Messiah himself, isn't it? And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Think of that. Well, but I'm such a sinner still. Yeah, but we're sinners saved by grace now, aren't we? Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. And because we know we're sinners saved by grace, that doesn't mean we're going to run out the door and go crazy, does it? Not at all. We don't want to do that. We have no desire to do that. We have enough battle with our flesh as it is every single day, don't we? Every single day. And you know that it was God's will that the blood of Christ should be shed? That he planned and purposed it from eternity? Isn't that wonderful? It didn't happen by accident. God didn't go to plan B when the Jews rejected Christ. No, it was always part of his plan to have the Gentiles in. That's you and I. We're all Gentiles, aren't we? Isn't that wonderful? So think of this. Bring it right home to you. If you're a believer, God planned and purposed your salvation. And he executed it by sending Christ into this world, his only begotten Son, to shed his blood to redeem your soul. And then he sends us the Comforter, the great Comforter, who regenerates us. Shows us the things of Christ. And what do? We just rejoice, don't we? We just rejoice. It's wonderful. My, oh my. So sinner friend, he's able to save. He's able to save. My, oh my. We're great sinners, but he's a great Savior, isn't he? Think of all the sins we committed in our life. It's not hard for us to think of them, is it? It's not hard for us to remember them. But if you're a saved person, God don't remember them. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because of the blood of Christ. Because of the precious, precious blood of Christ. Turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. You know, there's only been one human being in whom there's never been any sin. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the seed of the woman, isn't he? He's born of a virgin. See, all of us are born of our mom and dads. But Christ was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He's absolutely sinless. He's perfect. He is a picture, or he is actually the fulfillment of the picture in the Old Testament of bring us a lamb without any blemish and without any spot. He's the absolute fulfillment of that. Because there's no spot in him at all. There's no blemish in him. Now we sin so much that sin's like water to us. But imagine to never have a sin thought at all, ever. To never have any sin indeed. To never have any sin by action. See, it's hard for us to fathom that because all we are is sinners. But Christ was absolutely sinless, perfect, the perfect man, living as our substitute. Not a sin in thought, word, or deed, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God. That's why we say, turn your eyes to Christ. He's the only Savior of sinners. Look to Christ. He's the only Savior of sinners. And he hung there and he died, not for sins of his own, because he's absolutely sinless. But if you're a believer, think of this. He hung there on that cross for you. He was pierced in the side for you. For me too. They plaited that crown of thorns upon his head for us. God's wrath was poured out upon him for us. My. And he died for the sins of all his people, all the elect of all the ages. And you know, the blood of Christ is the only thing that's able to cleanse us from our sins. It's the only thing. Look at this in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. Talking about pastors there, we're overseers. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with what? His own blood. This declares the deity of Christ. This declares the deity of the God-man. God himself purchased the church with his own blood. We're the church, beloved. The church is the people, right? The people of God, the called out ones, the ecclesia. It's not no building, although we're very thankful for our building. But it's you and I. It's individual believers making up the body of Christ. But some may say, well, how does the blood of Christ have such power to save? How? Well, not only because God appointed that blood, but because it was the blood of the spotless, sinless God-man. See, it's whose blood was shed that's most important. The Word of God incarnate. God in the flesh willingly gave his life up for us. Now, imagine that. It's hard for us to fathom the fact that God, here's the Word of God in heaven in glory, and angels are bowing down before him. They can't even look upon him. They got to cover their eyes. He's so holy. He's so holy that they've got to cover their eyes before him. And yet he humbled himself and became a man. He left all that to come to this sin-cursed world, to be spit upon and despised and rejected. And he came here to die? Yes. See, it's the person whose blood is shed. He's the God-man. That's what's most important. And here he is, the one who's pictured in Exodus, right? Remember, they took a lamb without spot, without blemish. Slit its throat, the blood went down, and they caught it in the basin, and then they put it on the doorpost and the lentils. And God said, when I see that blood, oh, I'll pass over you. See, it's the blood. And that blood pictured the blood of the sinless sacrifice, the one true Lamb of God, God's Passover lamb. And who provided the lamb? God provided the lamb, didn't he? He provided the lamb. He provided the perfect sacrifice. We saw by his determinate will and foreknowledge, he delivered his own son up. He delivered the Lamb of God up to be sacrificed for our sins. Now, if Christ were only a man, there'd be no value in his blood to save, because we men and women, we can't save ourselves, can we? But he's not just a man. He's God. He's God in the flesh. And that Passover lamb, it had to be slain year after year, didn't it? Year after year, that Passover lamb had to be slain. But Christ gave himself up once. And not just for my sins and your sins, but for all the sins of all the elect of all the ages. Now, there's something special about that blood, isn't there? That's a cleansing blood, isn't it? That's a cleansing blood, beloved. That's a fountain we're dipped in, that blood, aren't we? Oh, my. The blood of God in the flesh, shed to save us from our sins. The blood of Christ shed once for the remission of sins. Just once. And you know what? Christ hath put away our sin. How? By the shedding of his blood. It put away. Now again, we remember our sins, right? We still confess our sins to God, don't we? But they're gone, beloved, in God's eyes. He's put them away. What a Savior, I ask you. What a Savior. Is there anyone more wonderful than he? No one, is there? My. And only the blood of Christ has the power to redeem. Only the blood of Christ. You know, some folks trust in the things that they do. Some folks trust in the law. Some folks trust in things that they do. I do this and I do that and I don't. And they also trust in the things they don't do. Well, I don't do that. But these folks, these sinners over here, they do all that. You remember the publican and the sinner? Remember that? Remember that publican? Well, I do all these things. I do all this work. I do this and I do that. And here we are. Sinner going, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Not, he couldn't even lift his eyes up. What made the difference? The blood. The blood of Christ, beloved. When I see the blood all pass over you, that man was one of the Lord's sheep who Christ was going to shed his precious blood for. He can redeem his soul. My, oh my. You know, nothing but the blood of Christ can save sinners. Nothing else. It's the blood of Christ that redeems us. Not anything we do. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. It's only the shed blood of Christ. Baptism doesn't save us. Confirmation doesn't save us. Catholics say going to their church saves people. That don't save no one. Church of Christ, people say you've got to be baptized to be saved. That doesn't save no one. It's the blood. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Oh, there's power in the blood, beloved. There's power in that blood. Saving power. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has the power to save sinners. And the blood stands out, doesn't it? His blood stands out. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's what Jehovah said. What makes us to differ from other folks? God, right? The blood of Christ. The shed blood of Christ on our hearts, beloved. And God is so jealous about this. God is so jealous about salvation in Christ that if you add anything that you have to do, it's no longer salvation. He says, he doesn't say, when I see your good works, I'll pass over you. When I see your baptism, I'll pass over you. When I see you handing out 1,000 tracts, I'll pass over you. He says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The blood is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And what is it that we would add? If there was anything, what is it that we would add? Our works? God says they're like filthy rags. Right? There's nothing we can offer. There's only one lamb who God will accept. That's his own Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall our filthy rags of righteousness be added to the spotless Christ? Never. Never. God forbid, as Paul says. We must rely and trust and rest in Christ, in him alone, in his finished work. My. And don't trust in anything that you do. Only look to Christ. Only trust in Christ. He is the only Savior of sinners. You trust in anything with him that you do, and you perish in your sins and go to hell. But you trust in Christ alone, in him alone. And we'll be in glory with him forever, all because of his mercy and all because of his grace and because of what? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all sin. All sin. Who's the rock of our salvation? Christ. In him alone. He's the only rock. He's the only one. Some say, well, I could trust Christ if I felt my sins more. Oh, my goodness. We're so full of sin from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, the scripture says. We don't even know how bad of sinners we are in our natural state. But when Christ reveals himself, we get a little glimpse of it, don't we? We get a little glimpse of it. And we're so thankful that God saved us. Oh. And some folks say, well, they make repentance a part Savior. They say, well, repent and believe the gospel, which we are to do, right? But they make it like then they add in baptism or they add in this or they add in that. I'll tell you what. See this piece of paper? On one side you say faith. On the other side is repentance. When God gives you faith, he gives you repentance. It's a gift. Both of them are gifts from God. They're both gifts from God. It's him who gives it to you. How do we know that? Just remember how we were. Will every one of us repent? Absolutely. Who are Christ's lamb or Christ's sheep? Yeah, we will. Absolutely. Because faith and repentance is like this little piece of paper. My, oh my. Who's our salvation in? It's in Christ. It's not in our faith, is it? People say, well, I have faith in my faith. No, I have faith in Christ. There's a difference. Really, there is, beloved. There's a difference. Christ is the one who we rest in. Christ is the one who we look to. My, oh my. And we're commanded by the Word of God to repent and turn to Christ. Again, which is a gift from God. So Scripture says this, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came out of Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Trust in Christ. The gospel's about who? A person, isn't it? The gospel is good news about a person, right? Who is that person? The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who shed his precious blood to save his people from their sins. Isn't that wonderful? Absolutely wonderful. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. Christ must save or we perish, beloved. Christ doesn't save us, we perish in our sins. When I see that blood, oh, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And what's God's people say? Hallelujah. Let us rejoice. This is wonderful news. This is wonderful. I'll tell you what, it's the best news you ever hear in your life. God says, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. When I see the blood of Christ, I'll pass over you. So it's the blood of Christ and not alone which can save. Nothing else. Nothing else. One says, well, then if I had more faith, I'd have hope. Don't. Don't. Oh, my. Trust Christ in him alone. Faith has one object. Faith has one object. That's Christ. If we start looking to ourselves, we'll find that we have very weak faith. Very weak faith. Because we doubt 1 second or 1 minute, and then we rejoice. And then what did even Peter say? Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Help me, Lord, just to rest in you. Just to trust in you. And here's some comforting words. Lord said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you. He said, but I prayed for you. I prayed for you. The one who shed his blood is praying for me? Yep. Remember that, beloved. Oh, my. Some people say, well, tomorrow, I'll trust Christ tomorrow. Tomorrow might never come. I was reading this week, some young people dying. Just like they got up that morning, didn't think they were going to die, and got in a car accident and killed them. Now is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, you might not have tomorrow. You might not have tomorrow. Look to him and him alone. And remember this too, that his blood was shed for the remission of our sins. Bring it home. Each believer says, my sins. His blood was shed to save me from my sins. Every believer can say that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That God would do that. That he would plan and purpose to send his only begotten son to die for us. My, oh my. And it's not the amount that we believe in him, because again, our faith is like this, right? It's about what he's done. It's about whose blood was shed. The Lord Jesus Christ. When I see the blood, he didn't say, when I see how great your faith is, I'll pass over you. He didn't even say, when I see how little your faith is, I'll pass over you, did he? He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Judgment shall not fall upon you, because it already fell on my son. It already fell upon him in your room and place at Calvary. What do we say to that? Hallelujah.